This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am back with another exciting episode for you today. Today, we are looking at creating wealth with your voice, that instrument you have in your mouth. How can you create wealth? And not just wealth, how can you make impact with your voice? And as usual, I have a guest on the show today who will do justice to this topic. She will tell us how we can create wealth, make impact, and bonus, go global with our voice. All right, so I have my personal coach on the show today. She's my, how do I describe her now? Anyway. Her name is Ejiro Osakede. She's called the Energetic EJ, and she brought the energy today. So welcome, Kochi. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Oh my God. Welcome.
It's about time that I bring my energy to the Rooted and Robust Podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so we need that energy. We need it. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I am so proud of you, by the way. Like, I need to plug this in. Like, anybody who knows me and podcasting should know now that I am just gushing over you. Yay! Over the progress that you are making. Like, seriously, you blow my mind all the time. Keep doing what you're doing. You are amazing, seriously.
Thank you.
And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to have you as, you know, one of the people in my community. So thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to host you. My pleasure. Okay, today, first of all, before we go into the topic of today, people are wondering why the excitement, why is she excited? So tell us, who is Ejiro Osakede? Let's hear the story from the horse's mouth.
Wow, who is Ejiro Osakede? That's a billion-dollar question. But I would just say that Ejiro Osakede is an energetic being. Mm-hmm. And she is a woman on a mission. And she describes herself as somebody who helps purpose-driven individuals use their voices as an instrument for impact, influence, and income. Mm-hmm. And she does this two major ways, right? By training them or showing them how, or the potential in audiobooks or in creating audio content, and two audio contents, basically, audiobooks and podcasting. These are the, you know, tools that she uses. And like you mentioned when you were doing the introduction, bonus is, these tools are actually tools that you can use to position globally. And so that's my message for the now. I've been a woman of many expressions over the years, and it's been a journey. It's still a journey going on, and yeah, it's an exciting one. So I am that person that brings that positive energy, but I also inspire you to be what you know you're supposed to be. Because really, we all do know, we all have an idea of what we are called to do or what we are designed to do. But there is a lot of opposition, starting from the noise within, you know, the voices within, like, is it true? You know, what's that word now? Imposter syndrome. Like, are you good enough? Yeah. Are you good enough? Is it true? Will anybody listen to you? You know, all of those things. But if you really sit still and sit down with yourself and think and look at your journey so far, I don't care how old you are right now, even if you're 15 listening to this, so far, 15 years of your life so far, sit down and really think back to, you know, the things that people have complimented you for, things that, you know, people have talked about you for, things that you are really passionate about. You will get a hint of what you are designed to do. So I am just here to tell you that you are special. Like, there's something that you carry for your world, yeah, and you just need to look within and see it. So I bring that positive energy to inspire you to be that which you know you are to be and even more. So that is who Energetic EJ is, really.
Okay, so you have been big on podcasting and audiobooks, audiobook creation for a while. What was the inspiration? What made you go into this line of content creation? Why audio?
Why audio? So the reason I even, you know, just came to this place, I've just always been fascinated about audio, really. I love from a young age, I've loved to present. I knew I was going to be a presenter at some point, you know? And so I've always just loved that. And so when I started to lay my hands on gadgets and things like that, I started to explore recording my voice, playing with it, you know, things like that. So in 2014, I decided to go for this course. It's a short course. It's like a program called On Air Personality Program. And so when I went for that program, right, they were training us to be on-air personalities. It was a veteran in the industry back then, Kamal Salau. He's now in Australia. So during the training, there was a particular material that was used. It's called the Bible Experience. And I saw that material and I could not unsee it. And that was where I caught the vision. If you watch it till tomorrow, if you watch that Bible, go on YouTube and search for the Bible Experience. It will blow your mind. I don't know. If it doesn't blow your mind, then you are not in my line. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it literally blew my mind. I was transfixed when I saw that material. I was like, goose pimples all around. And that was when I'm like, I want to do this kind of thing. Like, I want to recreate this kind of thing. Have I done that? No. But at least it has set me on the path, on the path that I'm on today. In that particular, the experiences, they created the audio for the Bible, right? But it's the way that they did it. The project was huge. There was nobody that was anybody in Hollywood that was not on that project. T.D. Jake, Denzel Washington, everybody, Kirk Franklin, everybody, Cissy Winers, everybody that was anybody. Do you get? And I'm like, oh my God. I could just see it. I feel like, oh my God, I want to recreate this for Africa.
Yeah.
You know, that was where the passion started in 2014. You know, so then I just jumped in full passion. A lot of me back then. But I guess it's all part of the journey, because if it didn't happen that way, I probably would not have this message to share to anybody who's also going through that. They've caught a vision, they're excited about it, they are passionate about it, and they just want to go and move. That was my mistake. I just jumped into it straight, head on, no idea of business, you know, no idea of what I was really doing. I just knew I wanted this and I wanted to recreate it. And that was how it started for me. Right, I went into audiobooks creation, you know, looking for authors, then, you know, trying to sell the idea. So at the time my communication skills was not up to par.
Yeah.
So that I'm able to, you know, sell this vision to them so that they could catch it. You get my point, right? Mm-hmm. But I knew what I wanted, but I could not articulate it. But I just went and I started, you know, working on it, registered a company.
Wow.
Did all the things I was supposed to do last. I did them first.
Yeah. Ignorance.
And so I started to learn my way backwards. Like, oh my God. So I should have started with a business plan, really forecast, really do this, really do that, and all of that. So now I know that, okay, this is not the way to do things. But I have done it already. I've come this far, doing it blindly and working my way backwards. Would I say that it's wasted years? No. I feel like it has made me a better person, because I now understand, you know, how not to run a business. I now understand that maybe the way I'm wired, I'm more of an executor in the final sense of it. I'm more of the creative kind of person. So when it comes to the administration, the structure and things like that, I probably need help. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's in growing and all the experiences that I've come to terms with that, okay, I need help in this way, in this way, in this way, in that way, right? But my person is still who I am, and I've grown over the years. Yeah. So that's the reason. I feel like I just fell in love with it. And I've also always been a singer, you know. So when it comes to the voice, always around the voice. I've been a singer, I've been a trainer, like facilitator, you know, speaking. And then I love, you know, recording audios and everything. So it just blended. In 2018, I sat down with my husband and I'm like, okay, I really want to go back to school. I want to get a degree, but I don't want to get a degree because everybody's getting a degree. What can I do? By the time we took stock of everything that I've done so far, it evolved around, you know, sound and audio and everything. And that was why I went ahead to, you know, study audio engineering in Dubai, you see. So to bring it together. Mm-hmm. But even at that, it still feels like, hey, there's still more.
I'm not there yet. Of course.
I'm still on this journey, you know. So yeah, this is me so far.
So far, heading towards the permanent site is far, but we're getting there. We are on this path. Wow. Interesting story. So today we want to look at creating wealth with your voice. I mean, you've been the voice act person almost all your life. You've been on the voice. So today we want you to let us in into your world of the voice, right? So want to know how. As individuals, I know there are so many people that don't even know that there is probably a possibility of making impact, creating wealth, and possibly going global with the voice. So that is what we want you to, you know, help us understand today. How do we create wealth? How do we make impact? How do we go global with the voice? That's it. So it's over to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. This is not going to be a long talk, right? But let's see how it goes. Now, when you talk about wealth, what is wealth? Wealth is an abundance of valuable possession or money. That's what the dictionary says, the Oxford Dictionary says. It says an abundance of what? Valuable possessions. Or money. That one, that definition blew my mind, right? Huh? Meaning that when you talk about wealth, a lot of people just think about money straight. But this definition is telling us now that is either money or possession. Right? Mm-hmm. Then the second definition like that says that it's a plentiful supply of a particular desirable thing.
Wow.
So that means everyone needs to define what wealth is to them. What is that valuable possession that you want to have in abundance? Mm-hmm. Is it possession or is it money or is it value or is it impact or is it influence? Do you see?
Yeah.
But like I've always said, grow, impact, influence, and income. You know, these are the three things that, you know, we all want to have in abundance, which now calls or culminates into being wealthy. Mm-hmm. So then how can you now build this wealth through your voice? Like I said, when you talk about wealth, don't think money alone. And that's where I come in. Like you already know, I am big on impact. Mm-hmm. Of course, the money is important. Like, I'm not even going to joke about that, man. The money is very, 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 very important. Mm-hmm. Like my Igbo brothers and sisters, all important, very important. Right? But you see that money is like the lowest when it comes to wealth. The currency is the lowest thing. You talk about wealth of character. Mm-hmm. You talk about wealth of mind. There are a lot of people who have the flowing cash, but they don't have brain. They don't have mind. They don't have a good mind. They don't have a sound mind. Mm-hmm. That's not a complete wealth. It's just a part of it.
Yeah.
You have the monetary wealth. You have the possessions, so the cars, the houses. But what about people? Are they wealthy with people? Do they have good quality connections? Do you understand? So when you talk about wealth is very big. Mm-hmm. So you have to decide which part of this wealth do I want to build using my voice?
Yes.
It can be all, but it will not all happen at the same time. And that's another factor that we need to put into consideration when talking about building wealth. Time is of importance, right? When it comes to investment, right, you would hear investment coaches or investment experts say that you begin to make real wealth when you stop working for money and you allow your money work for you.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
In another light, they will say that when you work for time, you have not yet hit that place called wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can leverage people, systems, tech to make time work in your favor, so you're not working for time, but you're making your money work for you, multiplying that time, then you are beginning to get into that wealthy space. And this is a journey that we are all on,
yeah,
but at different levels. Okay? So I would say outrightly, yeah, I am not yet in that place where my money is working for me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
At the place where my journey is, I am still working for money. In the sense that I am still working based on the time I spend doing the work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm still working based on the time I spend doing the work. But it's a journey that we all need to go. It's the journey that we're all on.
Mm-hmm.
But the important factor is that we are aware of what we're doing, where we are at, and where we are going to.
True.
So in building the wealth is understanding what wealth is and understanding the journey that will lead you there, your journey that will lead you there, which is where the voice now comes in. For me, I know that my voice is one of the instruments that I am going to use on my journey to becoming wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I know, okay, this is one instrument that God has blessed me with. This is one instrument that I can use in making impact. This is one instrument that I can use in building influence and then attracting the wealth that I desire. So how then do I use my voice? I've already mentioned the major two ways that I personally use, but there are different ways that you can also use your voice. There are activists. Malala Yousafzai, for example, she's an activist, right?
There are people like that. You know, I have friends, you know, who are activists who lend their voices to a particular cause. And so they use their voice to speak against or for a particular notion,
right? And through that, they are recognized and they, you know, maybe set up a foundation. Through the foundation, they get grants and all of those things. They are solving a problem, but at the same time, it is attracting goodwill to them. It is attracting, you know, funds to them. And they're able to maybe, you know, from the funds, pay themselves, use the money they use in paying themselves to then invest and then build their wealth. Do you get how the whole journey is coming together?
Yeah.
Right? So there are different ways that one can use their voices to create wealth. I have chosen podcasting and audiobooks. And why? People are always asking like, but these things are not the things that are like now.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. See, it doesn't mean that those are the only two things that I'm sitting with. But these are my area of impact. When it comes to, you know, earning cash, like current money, there are a lot of things you can do. You can buy and sell. And it doesn't necessarily have to be out there in your brand or with your brand, like, oh, you buy and sell perfumes or you buy and sell ladies' underwear. It's not nobody's business, but you understand. You can be doing back by the side to get by, to get cash inflow. But when it comes to plugging in with impact and influence that is changing lives, transforming lives, inspiring lives, motivating people to make a move on what they already should be doing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You can't tie that to, anyway, you can in a way, if you are a business, you know, there are people who are crafty, right? Like their own calling or their own impact is tied to buying and selling. It's possible.
True. Yeah.
I don't know, but I know that it exists. Like when those people buy and sell, they don't just buy. You feel something different when you interact with them, you transact with them,
mm-hmm.
because that's what they're called to do. So I have been called to use my voice, and I'm using it to create audiobooks, to create podcasts, to speak to people, right? And so when it comes to those two tools that I use, which is audiobooks and podcasting, audiobooks is so amazing in such a way that, I mean, the way that I see it is even bigger than just, you know, narrating an audiobook and just, you know, putting it out there for people to listen to. No, what I am about when it comes to the audiobook is, because I'm, you know, looking at Africa specifically, is that we can actually use it as a tool to preserve our heritage, to preserve our culture. If you look at, so I'm from the Niger Delta, right? And it's a shame for me to say this, but it is what it is. I don't speak my language. And I've met with a lot of my kind of people, my tribe's people that are the same.
Same thing, yeah.
Yes. When you compare it, I know comparison is not good, but sometimes it is healthy when you try to use it to move yourself forward, right? If you compare the tribes in Nigeria, for example, you look at the Yorubas, the Igbos, and then the Niger Deltas, the difference is clear. The Yoruba people, wherever they are, they try their best. They still speak their languages, mm-hmm. right? Their yeah. children still kind of understand their languages. The Igbo people as well, especially the Igbo people, like those people, Igbo people, I salute them now, I beg. I give them hand. No. You see, the Igbo people speak, right? But a lot of South people, Niger Delta people, we are losing our languages gradually.
Mm.
Because the new generation, the millennials, and the Gen Z, and the Gen whatever is going to come out later.
Then why?
They are losing the language. And all I'm saying with audiobooks and things like that is like capturing, you know, those resources in our languages, if possible, right? Mm-hmm. In the way that we sound, even if possible. Because even with the fact that the languages are there, the way that we communicate, our accent is also gradually getting diluted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's getting diluted. Because most of us are now schooling abroad, our kids are schooling abroad, and they are now, you know, losing their local accents. How can we remind them 10 years from now that this is how your people sound, though? All this screen you're doing, that's not where you're coming from. And you know, with Africa, we're not really good with keeping history. We are not good with passing on history to the next generation. We are not. Because I don't even think, do they still even offer history as a course in school?
I can't remember the last time anybody talked about history in school.
Exactly. I don't think I even did history in secondary school.
I didn't myself. I did not do anything history.
You understand? So how then do we know? Apart from some of us that actually go back to just go and understand. Yes, we did a little bit of government.
Yeah.
We did government, you know, to just let my people go. We passed it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us really understood what happened during our independence as Nigeria? All the things that happened in the back end during Biafra War. What was the story, the real story? How many of us really?
True.
Do you see? So if we leave it like that, we're not doing this, we're not offering histories in our schools, only a few of us actually. How many of us really go to university to go and study history? You will hear story of your life. Now, there are money day. That's what people will ask. Your parents will ask you. Hey, you leave accounting, you leave doctor, you leave lawyer, you want to go and study
history.
Who history have?
Have you?
You understand? Yeah. Like, what will history do for you?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we're gradually losing it. So if we lose our history, we lose our language, we lose, what would happen?
Mm.
That's our identity going just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the area that I would really love to work on, but I know I feel like I'm not also doing enough job of it, talking about it. But maybe I should just keep talking about it. I mean, so that even if I can't do anything about it per se, maybe just talking about it will wake up some
inspire
other people.
Someone.
Will would maybe somebody else is thinking about this somewhere in Africa, in Nigeria, and they're like, oh my God, am I weird thinking about this thing? No, you are not. So maybe the more we talk about it, the more people will catch the fire and begin to do something about it. But that's the area, that's the angle that I'm coming from when I talk about audio content, right?
Mm.
And then talk about podcasting, like on-demand audio.
You know, I recently released a book, actually two books. And one of them is talking about podcasting with a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically it's talking about how you can position globally using podcasting as a tool. So for me, podcasting is a tool, and I've seen it happen. Even you here, Ozzy, you can testify to it, right? The way that podcasting has opened you up to communities that you probably wouldn't have thought of if you hadn't started podcasting, right? So it's a tool, but it just doubles as a tool that you can use to make impact, because you probably have a message. You have, you know, something you want to share with your world.
Mm-hmm.
Influence. Maybe you don't really have a message, but you have an idea, or you have the ability, or you have a skill that can help others you know, share their impact, share their knowledge, and all of that, which is what I am doing. This is the area where I'm good at, right? Because my podcast is majorly interviews, right? And I share people's stories. And through those stories, people are inspired. And they also get to, you know, impact their world in that way, right? That's growing influence. And then the income part comes in, because with podcasting, you are able to use it as an extra source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In that, there are different ways that you can monetize your podcast. Even apart from the traditional way, okay, run ads, be an affiliate marketer. It's an indirect way to market your craft. You as the podcaster, for example. Because now people have seen, you have a repertoire of content that people can reach out to, that people can go and listen to, that people can reach. So they know your ability. So, Ozzy, if you come out now and say, oh, somebody is having an event, and you're like, oh, I can MC your event. It's not because you trained particularly to be an MC, but because of the fact that you have churned out content. I mean, for the past maybe going on 15 weeks or 18 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
You've been churning out content every week, right? You have grown in your oratory skill. You have grown in the way that you listen to people. You have grown in the way that you ask questions. And you will keep growing. When you started and now, has there been any difference?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Even in the way your voice sounds, go and check it. Go and listen to your first episode and listen to your episode today. The texture of your voice has changed in a way.
Yeah.
Because you'll be consistently doing this over and over and over again. So you see, when I say podcasting is a tool, I know what I'm talking about. Aside from the fact that it can earn you income, it increases your influence, it increases your impact, it grows you as a person, especially if you are plugging into it as the podcaster yourself. Because now, even you, the way you have been thinking is different, because you're thinking of, okay, how can I structure this content better? You're no longer thinking about yourself, you're thinking about your audience. How can I be of value to them? How can I add more value to them? And in doing that, you yourself, you are getting more value. Because this time you spend now, you spend time in researching the people that you want to bring on the show, in researching the kind of question you want to ask them to bring out the message that you want to bring out through every episode. That's a lot of work. That is growth happening to you. So this is like, podcasting is beyond just creating content, as far as I'm concerned. It's a tool that can be used to position globally, to increase your own personal development, to, you know, increase your impact, your influence, and your income. So when you now combine all of those together, you're talking about wealth and influence. You're talking about a wealthy connection. You're talking about a wealthy repertoire of content as you yourself creating content. You're talking about you growing in your personal development. That's wealth, because you're growing. You're getting better as a person, and then your income. So, I mean, the income could be first anyways, right? But we are not all the same. When it comes to money matters, we are not all at the same level. I know the demons that I have fought when it comes to money matters. I know the demons that I have fought, right? So I don't compare my journey with any other person's journey. Do you understand? I know that I have come a very, 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 very long way from where I was when it comes to money matter. So whoever looks at me, I've worked with, you know, coaches, mentors, industry experts, you know, they'll be like, you are so talented. You should be more than this. Like when it comes to the money part, you should be more than this. But they don't understand the journey that I've been through to get to even where I am now. I know. I also know I should be more than this. And I'm on a journey, and I will get there.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, I mean, this is not so related, but I like to plug this in every time I have the opportunity to speak, is that journey that you are on, do not compare it with any other person's journey. You have come a long way. As long as you know you are putting in the work that you should put in. I know it's not making sense now, but imagine, especially when it comes to money matter, right? The layers of mindset money blocks that you've built over the years. Imagine the layers of it. You don't expect it to go away by just one swift action. No.
Yeah.
You need to keep at it so that each layer is removing, each layer is getting out until you get to the root of it and you clear it out. Then you can start to flourish. It's like digging a well.
Yeah.
You don't dig and get to the first point of water and feel like, oh, now you are done. No, 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 no. You keep digging until the flow is now in abundance. There is no blocking anymore. Do you understand? So that well cannot run dry anymore. So when we talk about wealth, it starts with the mindset. I am wealthy. I know it. But it is transitioning from my mind to the material realm when it comes about the flow of cash and everything. But talk about wealth in people. Hey, I am wealthy. You. No, I am wealthy. Right? I am wealthy. So yeah, this is how you can use your voice in building wealth. First of all, know that you have the voice. Know that your voice is meant for impact, influence, and income. Know that there are tools that can help you, you know, amplify that voice to actually make the impact. Because there is no impact when there are no people you are impacting. Like, how do you define impact if there is nobody you are impacting? Like, if there is nobody using what you've said or applying what you've done or seeing what you've done and replicating it, do you get? So even if you have the greatest of the ideas, the greatest of mind, but you're not using it and you're not doing anything with it, then you're not making impact with it and you're not growing your influence with it, right? So first of all, you need to know, accept that you have a voice. Your voice is meant for impact, influence, and income. Then you know you have tools. So what tools would work for you? I am now saying my own tools. Ozzy's one of Ozzy's tools here is, you know, using your voice, which is podcasting or audiobook in my case, right? So we're not saying, well, you now have those tools. How can you begin to position them for building that wealth? We now go back to the definition of wealth, which is the abundance of a thing, right? And abundance of a thing, right? And saying that, okay, this is the abundance of possession or valuable thing or abundance of a desirable thing. So when you now say that, okay, that's the wealth you want to build. So you now know that in the equation of wealth, money is part of it, but it's not all of it. You can decide to start with the income first and get the money. Then you now start building your impact. Then you now start building your influence. It's your choice, right? For those three things, if you want to talk about wealth, it has to be incorporated. So in the order that you get them, it's your choice, right? But I know that, because you know why I said it? Because you can actually build income. Like if you trade, for example, yeah. If you trade, yeah, you can build income that way. Do you understand? But when it comes to impacting lives, you cannot get income from people that you have not impacted. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're talking about impacting lives, having influence over people, then you want to build that impact, build the influence, then the income will follow. But of course, you can build income anytime. Buy and sell, you know, do investment, do anything, right? But when it comes to building that impact into it, it has to go in that direction. Impact, influence, and then income. This is my own path, my own journey to it, right? And I'm getting there. So yeah. It's a pleasure to share from my own perspective with you.
Oh my God. Okay, so quickly before we run off, you recently released a book, two books actually. So if anyone wants to get in touch or get a hold of that book, where do they get it? Is it on Amazon? Is it where are the platforms that they can get the book? And
fantastic. Talking about the podcast Made a Difference, as of now that we're having this recording, it's only on Seller platform.
Okay.
And it's coming on Okada Books soon, and it's also going to be on Amazon as well. If you visit seller.co/m/energeticej, you can go to the store and get either of the books or both of the books. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the first one is Podcasting with a Difference, and the other one is
The Ultimate YouTube Live Streaming Guide.
Yeah. Right. Awesome. And I know that anyone that gets in touch with you on Instagram and Facebook, and of course, get the book as well. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing how to create wealth with our voice. First of all, I like the fact that you mentioned that wealth starts from the mind. So first of all, is to understand that as a person, we have an abundance of wealth. So yes, it is not left for us to unleash the abundance inside of us to the world.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been amazing. Thank you. God bless you.
I am going to retaliate soon. You are coming on my podcast soon.
Oh my God. That would be an honor. That would be an honor. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye.
All right, people, this has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. Today, we've been discussing how to create wealth with your voice. Ejiro Sakedel has been with me on the show today. She's a fantastic podcaster. Her podcast show is called the Afrocentrist Podcast, and she is also big on audiobook creation. Remember, abundance starts with the mind. It starts from within you. So always tell yourself you have an abundance inside of you. And I love the fact that she talked about wealth as not just being monetary, but beyond the monetary, it's an abundance of valuable possession. So if you want to know how to create audiobooks, you're wondering, how do I create audiobooks? You're an author, or you want to go into audiobook creation, there is a link to the description of this episode. Get a hold of it and enjoy the world of audiobook creation. Yes, I have a community on Facebook for creators and entrepreneurs. It is called Network of Inspiring Creators and Entrepreneurs. If you are a creator out there, and you want to be in the midst of like minds like you, join the community. Or if you're on Facebook, just search for Network of Inspiring Creators and Entrepreneurs and join the community. I can't wait to see you in the community, where we share valuable content that will help you on your journey as a creator. God bless you guys. I have had an amazing time. I am sure you have enjoyed yourself today as well. Until I come your way next week with another exciting episode, have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.